Hey everyone, Susan Michonne here, the Techie Mentor and host of the VA Tips, Tricks, and Advice podcast, where I share all things VA in bite-sized episodes without any fluff or filler, just the stuff that gets results. Join me as we embark on the VA freedom journey together, escaping soul-sucking jobs and mastering the skills that empower true freedom. It's time to break free and build a life on your terms. So let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode. Today's topic is about marketing strategies for your business when you officially launch or officially open for business. Now, you may be doing things before pre-launch, which is awesome, but I just want to focus on what to do after your business is up and running and now you're ready for clients. Whether you're looking for your first client, your next client, whatever it might be. So we're focusing on marketing. So if you're new to me, just to clarify, marketing is not the same as sales. Marketing is awareness. Marketing is simply telling the world that you exist and how you can help them. Sales is actually taking people who are interested in what you're selling and having a sales conversation. So many people lead with sales, and that turns people off from the get-go, because as a service provider, we are in a relationship-based business. So you want to start off on the right foot. You don't want to alienate potential clients by saying, hey, I'm a VA, hire me. I've got room on my calendar. No, people want to know who you are. They want to get to know you, to like you, to trust you before they buy. And one of the best ways to do that is embracing digital marketing. Now, you don't have to be a marketer to do this. I'm going to give you some simple steps to get you started. So first off, what I highly recommend that you do, and these tips are really game changers. These are going to help you stand out in the marketplace. Now, you have to realize too that it takes some time to build momentum, but this is something that will make such a difference in your business in the long term. So you want to start by creating a lead magnet. And a lead magnet is something you give away for free that shares your brilliance. So depending on what you offer, you want to make sure that you have a lead magnet that correlates to that. So for instance, if you offer WordPress, then your lead magnet should talk about your WordPress services and how you can help people. Same thing would be if you do copywriting or inbox management or calendar management. Your lead magnet is about what you sell, about your brilliance. And if you sell multiple things, you can do multiple lead magnets, but let's not go there yet. Let's just start simple. Pick one service that you're selling and create a lead magnet. And this is actually a funnel. It's called a lead magnet funnel that gives something away for free. And it can be simple. It could be a checklist. Never underestimate the value of a simple checklist. It could be a series of emails. It could be a series of audios. It could be a series of videos. It could be a template. It could be an ebook or a guide. And it can be fairly simple to create. So don't overthink it. Keep it simple. Lean into AI to help you with that, because it can really kind of bring your ideas into formation and give you something that you can actually use. So number one is create a lead magnet funnel, giving away something for free that shares your brilliance about what you're selling. That's number one, right? And you can use a number of tools. If you have a website, you can build it on your website. If you don't have a website, you can use a free tool such as ConvertKit, which I highly recommend. Their free version is really great. You can do a landing page, and you can just create a page where you actually give away your freebie. And then they can go to a download page. They click on it. It downloads it for them. And then once they've downloaded that freebie, the next thing you want to do is have a series of emails called a follow-up sequence or an autoresponder that explains how you can help them and what to do next. So you start the know, like, and trust factor. The difference here is that you're leaning into a funnel and email marketing. And email marketing has an ROI so much higher. I think it's, I don't even know, 20 times more than social media. Social media is just noise nowadays, and you just get lost. And the best way to create relationships is to have them one-on-one with your followers. But instead of followers, you want to make them subscribers to your email list. And by creating a lead magnet funnel, that's what you're doing. Then you have a series of a couple of emails that just explains how you can help them. And then what do they do next? So what they do next is they reach out to you for your free call. Simple. Okay. Now, once you have your lead magnet done, this is what you lead with on social media. You don't say, hey, I'm a VA, hire me. Hey, you know what? I have time on my calendar for another client. None of that. What you want to do instead is share your lead magnet, and you want to share it where your niche hangs out. So if your niche isn't VA groups, don't share it in a VA group. if your niche is coaches, then share it in a coaching group because you want to find them in mass. Share it on all your own social media platforms. Don't sell. You want to help. You want to share. You want to answer questions. You want people to go, oh, this person is really helpful. I need to find out more about them. And when you lead with something for free, instead of trying to sell them something, that gets the whole start of the relationship off on the right foot. And then you want to automate your call process. So in other words, if they decide they want to meet with you, automate that process so you don't have to go back and forth in email to try to understand, oh, do you have time on Wednesday at 2 p.m. and what time zone are you in? No, set up a calendar in any one of the free tools that are out there, Calendly, Acuity, and set it up so they can get on book a time on your calendar easily, and then have a reminder sent out to them. And then have a sequence that goes out afterward, whether you do it yourself or you automate it through your email marketing provider. And then another thing you can do is if you're really going, okay, I just need to get clients quickly, still create your lead magnet funnel, but do a launch special to get those first few clients in. And there is a podcast episode all about launch specials, and I'll give it to you in a nutshell. Basically, this allows you, maybe allows a strong word, this lets you sell your service at a discounted price for a limited time, or you can give them an extra perk for signing on. So it's a launch special, and it gives them incentives to sign up quickly because maybe after the first two clients, you're going to raise the rates or whatever it might be. But marketing is crucial, and too many, like I said, skip this and go straight to sales instead. Remember, relationship-based here. So lead magnet funnel, create something for free, a simple checklist, a guide, lean into AI to help you with ideas because that's to me what it's for. And then create it, and then actually create a landing page on your website or in one of those email marketing tools, like I said, ConvertKit, AWeber, MailChimp, and set it up with a follow-up sequence that once they download your ebook, for instance, you hit them with a few emails that explains how you can help them and tells them what to do next, which would be, again, sign up for your free call. And then share your lead magnet everywhere. Marketing is repeating yourself. And so share it all the time because new eyes will be on it. So remember, don't sell, help, share, answer questions, and lead with your lead magnet. So I hope this has helped you, giving you some food for thought on how to hit the ground running, so to speak. I'd love to hear from you if you have a lead magnet funnel. I'd love to know what it's all about, so feel free to comment below. And as always, thanks for listening. Hey, thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please consider subscribing for more bite-sized insights. And remember, challenges are just opportunities in disguise. Don't give up. You're closer than you think. See you next time.